Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad taking you through this Friday morning. And it's that time of the week. It's time to bring in our good friend, Teron Davenport. And we're going to play a little game with Teron. I know I just punched the mic like Rexroad. I just pulled up.
I don't know why you guys are taking abuse to my microphone.
What is going on?
Recharged, ready to go from the beach. I just got a lot of energy. Sorry about it.
If we could axe throw every day, this wouldn't be a problem.
Absolutely.
Come back, Big Joe.
We're going to play a little game with TD here. We learned last week that the musical talents in TD's family run deep. And he tried to be humble about it and act like he doesn't have that talent. But he does. We all know that he does, and that's fine. Rexroad, you selected a song. We're going to get TD's thoughts on it as well. Without further ado, let's play the song, and then we'll bring in Teron Davenport.
I came in the door. I said it before. I never let the mic magnetize me no more, but it's biting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back. I'm looking for the line, taking off.
Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, on the line with us. TD, how's it going, my man? What are your thoughts on Rexroad's musical selection?
Hey, that is a brilliant selection. That's something that only a true hip-hop head would be able to pick because, that Eric B. and Rakim, that take you back to 86, man. That's dope music right there.
Yeah, I knew you'd love that one. Actually, it's funny because on that Netflix hip-hop documentary, Daryl McDaniel from Run-DMC, he's like, as soon as that song came out, I'm like, I'm done. I can't hang with this. But, yeah, people don't love Eric B. and Rakim enough, do they?
No, they definitely don't get enough love. That's classic. Rakim is one of the best lyricists out there. And all these people, talking about these guys now, man, there's no one on the planet right now that can mess with Rakim. He's all these new school cats, they need to recognize.
I need you to sit down with my 12-year-old and, I need you to talk some sense into him because he thinks all the old school stuff is he loves all the new stuff. And I'm like,
darn kids.
Come on. Yeah, the kids these days,
Yeah, no clue whatsoever.
It's about right.
So, Teron, we're going to talk about something here coming up on the show, and we're going to get into A.J. Brown. And it just got me thinking yesterday, what do we think A.J. Brown's ceiling is? We all saw the year he had last year. As a rookie, when you forecast what A.J. Brown is going to be for this Titans team, what do you think that's going to look like?
I think a 1,300-yard season is something that is very attainable for him. And it goes back to the guy only got, 82 or 84 targets last year, and he gave you a 1,000-yard season. So when you look at everything, the yards per catch, that's going to come back down to earth. I mean, last year it was crazy, 22.4 yards per catch, second only to Mike Williams. And then you look at yards after the catch, the average almost 9 yards. So those things are going to come back down, but they'll come back down as the targets go up. So, I mean, for me, the ceiling, honestly, is a top five receiver. He has that potential just because of his ability to get yards after the catch and turn into a running back after the football. But the thing that he really has to work on is getting in and out of those breaks a little more smoothly, a little bit more quickly. And then he's going to have to get better as far as his releases are concerned because, look, you're going against Tre'Davious White, Jair Alexander, those types every week. Not every week, but more consistently. That's going to be the person who draws your assignments. You have to really have a refined game in order to excel against those types.
What about the rest of that room, Teron? I look at it. Obviously, Corey Davis right now on PUP. The hope that's going to be a short-term thing. And obviously, a lot of focus on him. I think we saw that this offense was better last year when Adam Humphries was healthy. It's interesting to me after that because Tajay Sharp, a lot of people are going to overlook that loss. But I do think there's some significance to that. A big-bodied guy who could come out, make a play for you. Who could work in this offense, and they are small after – well, actually, they're small after the top two. It's kind of a Smurfy room. Do you think they need another kind of bigger receiver somewhere to emerge and be on this team?
You know, honestly, I think they have that bigger receiver. Cody Hollister is a solid player. He's what, 6'4" or so, but you know, you see him sometimes getting those routes, like running those routes where you have to, you know, change direction. It's a little difficult for him. But the guy that I think you have to watch out for, and he's not the biggest player, but he plays big, and that's Christian Wilkerson. And he's from SEMO, Southeastern Missouri State, which is the same school as John Robinson. He was an undrafted free agent, but a high-priority one. If you watch some of the things that he was able to do, he's a solid player. One of his best games came against Madre Harper, who was in the Raiders camp. And I think he could be that perimeter guy, but also move around and play the slot. But you're right, losing Tajae Sharpe, it definitely hurt them more than people really realize.
Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter and host of Talking with TD, on the line with us. And TD, obviously, we look at Ryan Tannehill. He signs the contract. His efficiency last year was just insane. Yards per attempt, everything about it. It's likely that those type of numbers will come down this year in terms of how efficient that he was last year. But what do his numbers need to look like, in your opinion, this year to be confident that this Titans team can take that next step?
Yeah, it's likely that it'll come back down to earth. But one thing that's going to help is having Adam Humphries. I think that's going to help that completion percentage. So I'm not expecting a real drastic drop. I think if he could be in that 65 to 68% completion, they'll be right on point. But the main thing I think for him is that average per completion. And they're going to continue to try to hit those home runs. And I think that has to be high in order for them to be able to do what they want to do, because they have to stretch the field and take advantage of the things that are happening in the box, because, you know, teams are going to stack the box. So that play action has to continue to be potent for them, especially when you have these guys getting one-on-one coverage. So that's really where it's at. I say 65 to 68 completion percentage. I would say in the 3,500 to 4,000 yard passing, and he's going to need to be in the 20s on touchdowns.
All right, I need to gauge your excitement level, TD. It's day one of us getting to watch some football. I'm excited, but I know how much you love football. I know you're pumped for this. Of course, I was just talking last segment, we might get rained out. But if that's the case, I assume you would still be in the indoor watching, correct?
Yeah, I believe it's going to be one of the three of us,
but I'm not sure how that
rotation. I'm not sure, to be honest with you. So, I mean, I'm hoping that I would be the one, but you got to pay respect to seniority, you know what I mean? And Teresa Walker, if it's just one, it's probably going to be her. And, you know, I just have to be in the parking lot listening, you know, and trying to calm down the excitement. Man, I've been up since around 6 a.m., and I'm actually at the facility now. I have to get ready to go in for testing. But, yeah, man, hopefully it doesn't rain, but it's rather gray out here, so it's more than likely.
Yeah, I was wondering if you'd had the Q-tip in there. Yeah, will this be your first COVID test then?
No, this is actually going to be my third.
Okay.
And it's funny. I told Teresa, I said, you know, if they administer the test where they stab the back of your skull, I'm not doing it. <You know? laughs> But it's an interesting way that they do it. They do a nasal swab. It doesn't hurt. It makes it a little uncomfortable, because it's kind of like I told my daughter this morning, because she asked me what the test was like. And it's like, you ever, like when you're in a field or in the grass and somebody grabs the grass and they kind of brush it along your skin and you get that, like, everything just get that chill?
Oh, yeah.
So it's just like that, but inside your nose.
So hopefully it happens, we can all watch, and if that's the case. And again, so the three rotating will be you, Teresa Walker, Eric Bachrach from the Tennessee, and you are the triumvirate of, we know one of you will watch everything. The rest of us, you know, if it's outside, we'll get to watch it. But if there's one thing on day one that you're most interested in seeing, what would it be?
I have to go with the guy from Green Mile, man, you know, Isaiah Wilson. I want to see how well that big fella can move, because I want to see it in person. You know, I've seen him in person at the combine, but I want to see him actually on the field moving around. So it will probably be him, man. You know, he has that that size and athleticism that's just fascinating.
Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter and host of Talking with TD, has been our guest here on Morning Drive. TD, thanks for joining us, man. As always, have fun today. Good to have football back.
Yeah, for sure, man. I appreciate you guys having me on. Give me that extra charge, man, with that Eric being rock in, for sure.
That's what we're here for.
There we go.
Look, we're just here to pump everybody up. That's what we do.
See you, man. See you out there.
Teron Davenport, right. Ladies and gentlemen, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter. Wow, you got him. You're on his good side now. I was nervous for you with your musical selection.
You know what's funny?
Like, what happens if he hates it?
When I talked to him,
he knows the classics.
He was like, I bet you it's Wu-Tang. And I told him, I was like, no, I told Joe not to do that.
Oh, yeah, he knows you did. Too well.
You steered me away from the obvious.
I told
good
him,
job.
That's too easy, man. Like, TD, Wu-Tang, that's like easy. I sat next to TD at that Wu-Tang concert. And, yeah. The eyes on his face is just bright.
Oh, yeah. Oh man.
Just
I'm,
bright.
I'm so jealous.
Every song TD was rapping to. Every single song. He would not stop. Every song on that album, he was rapping to. So,
well, good for you for not picking that, Joe. I'm glad Munson talked you out of that.
They better come back.
When we come back, we'll get into the A.J. Brown discussion. TD just said he thinks he can be a top five wide receiver in the NFL. Do we agree with that? We'll get into that next. This is Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.